Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
The fan, KFNS and 590thefan.com.
Well, you got out of that song quick. What's your problem, Rock?
That is my personal request that we play that at least once a week. That was in my contract.
And if I was going to come here. That we're going to play that song, and now TJ is going to fawn over another male.
Oh, so true. Here's
that he used to see naked.
That song was fine.
That is well put. I used to see him naked in person.
Yes.
I still see him naked. Those
in
are
your
pictures.
Dreams. Oh, Jesus, Lord Almighty.
Anyway.
I'm uncomfortable now.
Yeah, you just upped that one. I didn't need to know what was actually in your possession.
They're pictures in my head.
God, okay.
So, so anyway, the Patriots are, if you guys were living under a rock, are playing this weekend in the AFC Championship game. That is
How
Sunday
that?
At Arrowhead. That's going to be
0 degrees, coldest game ever to be played in the NFL coming up.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Not the case anymore.
Oh.
Kansas City has, first of all, this is why all weathermen need to just go away, right? I know we probably have nice people. Who's our weatherman here in St. Louis?
We have a lot of nice folks.
They're all great. Meteorologists, sure. But your radars don't work. And or somebody, do you know how much money?
Hey, man, your radars don't work.
Do you know how much money is going to be lost based on people betting the under?
That have already placed their bet?
Oh, yeah. The second this Arctic blast is coming in. Sunday, it's a high of 29. It's a low of 21. Partly cloudy. No snow. Snow's coming Tuesday. There's a little rain Friday. Maybe it'll rain. It'll snow Friday.
Speaking for all meteorologists everywhere, I meant Tuesday.
Your radar.
I meant Tuesday.
Is broken. So anyway.
And then they always the European model. Well, that's in Europe.
Right.
What do they know about us?
They don't know anything.
They just know that.
You know what I know?
They know a couple times a century we go over there and kick their ass. And then and that's it.
And then we
leave us to the weather.
Well, we suck at it too. Nobody does it. You know, it's like the old days. You used to be able to, the old farmers and people, they could like tell you, hey, you got about 4 hours. It's coming.
Right.
But, well, the Farmer's Almanac is more accurate than what we get with these.
Although, now, I thought last Thursday, Friday, they were pretty good. They were pretty right on.
They told us on Wednesday.
Wouldn't you?
They told us about the Arctic blast 3 days ago, 4 days ago. Everybody put their money on the under. I didn't, by the way, because I am a nice, wholesome young man, and I believe that is immoral. Anyway, I don't believe it's immoral. Anyway, point being is the weather's going to be fine. 29, it may not even be freezing by the time it's all said and done at the high. Low of 21, it's going to be fine. Now, there's still a big disparity between how you play when it's warm and how you play when it's cold. Tom Brady, under 32 degrees, is 14-2. Pat Mahomes is 3-0. So, Pat Mahomes, though, Texas kid, who knows how, you know, you saw him play last week. But, yeah, that's about it. So, the Patriots historically have five things that are always in their favor.
Five?
When they go into the playoffs. And it's not necessarily the, you know.
All right, let me check. Video cameras at the other team's practice.
Okay, that's one.
One. Okay, that's all I got.
Okay, deflated footballs.
Oh, yeah, too, right.
That's right.
Controlling air pressure. That's good.
Mm-hmm. There's probably something else. Tom Brady destroying his phone. Three. Anyway, here's what they are. They have the better head coach. They have the better quarterback. They have home field advantage. They have a better game plan. And they have the psychological edge. Those are the five things that every playoff game, historically, they mostly have.
Mostly have those, yeah.
Most of them don't apply this weekend. They do have the better head coach, undeniably.
Mm-hmm.
However, Andy Reid is eighth all time.
He's good.
This is as close as you're going to find. Doug Peterson was not a better head coach, but he got him last year, right? You're guys that are not as good head coaches, especially offensive minds like Andy Reid, they have a chance. He scored 40 points on him each of the last time, three times they played in the regular season. So that they do have one. But quarterback, historically, Tom Brady, absolutely, that'd be two. But this year, guy threw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
Maybe not.
And for this game, this season, Pat Mahomes we will say is his equal. Just for the sake of conversation, let's say he's his. Let's put check marks next to both of them. So you got one out of two so far. Well, they don't have home field. And the Patriots have played Tom Brady has played 38 games as a in the playoffs. He's 28-10. But on the road, he's 3-4. And he has lost each of the last three AFC championship games on the road. He lost.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good stat.
So he's not in a place where he's been really, really good. By the way, if you're wondering why Brady's building this whole thing up against us against the world, this is his MO. This is it. Sixth round pick, number 199, us against the world. Here it is. Nobody believes in us. He's been hoping for this since the day he got drafted for it to come back. And here it is. Yes, Rock.
Well, we actually have a caller who wants to talk about that. And because Hockey Bob doesn't get why that happens. I do want to point out, though.
Let me finish.
Michael
this
Jordan's
and we'll go
the same
to
way.
Bob.
Michael Jordan hits on the fact that he got cut from that varsity basketball 1 year, and the guy sat on it to become the best player ever in his sport because of an issue that he could never get over.
Let's get into that when I finish. So they don't have home field where Brady has just not been very good. I mean, you look at it, like I said, the last three. Brady, he's 3-4 on the road, lost the last three AFC championship games on the road. He lost to the Colts in 06, the Broncos in 13, the Broncos in 15. By the way, those were all Peyton Manning-led teams.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not been good on the road. The team itself has not been good on the road because he's been quarterback of all those teams. So the home field, that's a huge deal for this weekend. And the weather would have equalized it, but we just mentioned the weather and our
will be acceptable.
Our radars are broken. Game plan. They have the better game plan virtually every single week. They took Marshall Faulk out, going back to 2001. Marshall Faulk could not leave the backfield without getting crushed. I mean, holding, punching, whatever they had to do, they did it to the point where, I mean, Marshall still swears that they stole the Super Bowl. Part of it was film and such, but how they went after him.
Mm-hmm.
They take away your very best player, no matter who that is, every single game. I mean, go back a few years ago, they had Aqib Talib go one-on-one with Jimmy Graham when he was with the Saints. It was like 2013, and he mirrored him. He had like one catch for 4 yards. You're like, Jimmy Graham was on pace to set every tight end record, and they put Aqib Talib, a corner, on a former basketball player and shut him down. Like, they will find a way. Who's their guy? How do we do it? Plaxico Burress was on with Colin Cowherd today. He said, they knew that I was great at slants. They wouldn't let me run inside. I could not. Patriots are the only team in my life. I could not run inside. They used the sideline as a defender, and I couldn't do it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so they will. Game plan, they always win. Now, put a question mark there. We don't know what the game plan is, but we know. Pat Mahomes came out this week and said, I mean, it's the Patriots. They really confuse you. Edge, Patriots. But throw that up as a question mark. So right now they have Belichick. Say the quarterbacks are even, and the Chiefs have home field. Then we have a question mark. So you're sitting at 1-1 if we're saying the quarterbacks are equal. Now the psychological edge is what's interesting because Tom Brady has created this thing, us against the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's getting a psychological edge. Yeah, I know everybody thinks we suck and we can't win any games, and we all sort of like turn our heads sideways.
What are you talking about? Yeah, you got a dynasty going.
Yeah, nobody. But what he could do is go find legitimate media personalities. Shannon Sharpe is a Hall of Famer, and he's saying this dynasty is over, and they're done, and Tom Brady's old. And he can find those things if he wants to.
And use them, yeah.
This is similar to what Rock was talking about. This is the Michael Jordan thing. Everybody thinks I suck, huh? No, we just said you probably won't set the all-time record of 72 wins again this year. I'm sorry, that's hurting your feelings. Tom has found enough to create that. That's his psychological edge. But what's interesting is I think Pat Mahomes is young enough that there's something to being naive and not having gone through the league for the last 10 years, Ben Roethlisberger, and been drummed by the Patriots every year. Like, Ben Roethlisberger contemplates retirement every year because he can't beat the Patriots. Like, that's just where he is. But Pat Mahomes hadn't been through it. And Pat Mahomes is sitting there thinking, you know, I went on the road with those cats, and we lost by 3.
Yeah, I can beat these guys.
Why? I got the best tight end in the league right now.
Right.
I got the fastest receiver in the league. Now, what's a big deal and what's not being talked about enough? Guys like John, who watch a lot of football, have talked about this, but I haven't heard enough. Kareem Hunt being gone is ultimately probably going to decide this game. But if you're Pat Mahomes, I don't think there's a huge psychological edge. Now, there may be with Andy Reid. Andy Reid has been scoring a lot of points on Belichick, but historically he's been drummed by Belichick, mostly when he was in Philly. He's been better since he's been in Kansas City. But
right.
Psychological edge, I think This weekend, and it's largely because of Pat Mahomes, it is less than you'll see against most teams. And that, like, example, the 2016 Super Bowl. Matt Ryan, in the middle of the third quarter, was looking around, and he's like, guys, we're screwed. He was done.
Hmm.
You could see it in his eyes. And everybody on Atlanta's defense was thinking the same thing. They're like, 28-3. Fellas, I'm just telling you, we're screwed. Right? It's a psychologically defeated.
I've been waiting to jump in here.
All right, go ahead.
Let's put one thing into perspective. Those three road losses, again, repeat those.
2006 against the Colts,
right.
The year the Colts won the Super Bowl.
Right.
2013 against the Broncos, the year the Broncos lost the Super Bowl to the Seahawks. And 2015 against the Broncos, the year the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
And again, all Peyton Manning.
Correct. Those are the last three on the road.
My point is this. When I'm analyzing situations of that nature, home road, splits of any nature, they're relevant in small doses if not looked at in the big picture. Kansas City Chiefs are nowhere near the team that the Colts were in 2006 or either one of those Broncos teams. Not nearly as good. Not even remotely close to being as good. Now, you can say the Patriots aren't either. But my point is, in directly talking about Tom Brady and getting beat on the road, Tom Brady got beat on the road by three very good football teams, two of the three which won the Super Bowl. Kansas City is a good football team in what has been a season that's been filled with good football teams, no great football teams.
I think that's fair.
I mean, all four of these teams left have the right to be where they are. They've earned
that. They earned it, right? Of course. Right.
But none of the four are unbeatable by any means. You know, I mean, there are teams that you know.
And to circle back to the main point of his topic, trying to figure out, is there a psychological edge? Because if all four teams have earned it, all four are good, but maybe not great teams, who can get that edge and how do you find it? And maybe that's why Brady mm-hmm. is saying something that we are going, wait a minute, nobody thinks that.
And by game plan.
Hold on.
Good.
And to follow up that point, that's why I'm not overly concerned about what Mahomes is thinking individually, but the Chiefs as a whole. And you're not going to sit here and say or do anything to convince me that in the back of the Chiefs' heads, they're not thinking to themselves, we got to beat Belichick and Brady.
That could be true. My argument would be if there's one guy that can make the rest of the guys' opinions matter less, it's the quarterback. And if you've ever been on a team with that guy, it's like being on a team with LeBron. It's like, well, we got that guy. It might work. And that gives you confidence as you go.
I understand what you're saying, but again, I look at it differently. If anything, I would think to myself, you know what? In relative terms, Pat Mahomes had a very average day last weekend.
He did.
And we won with our defense. Our defense won. I mean, I would have more hope as a team using your thought of psyche than I would Mahomes. Because Mahomes knows better than anyone else. He did not have a real good day last week. He knows that.
That's right.
The team knows that regardless of that, we still won.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think the team, if anything, would be prepared to do battle in a proper state of mind because of the team execution last week.
Yes, on a given week. And there's a stat floating around that should give them confidence. I don't have the exact numbers, but I think these are pretty close. It's basically two full seasons that the Chiefs – no, well, more two full seasons if you played every game at home. It's like 30-something straight games that they have not allowed more than 30 points at home. They don't allow 30 points at home. I think it's 32 games right in there. On the road, they get crushed, but they're not on the road. They're at mm-hmm. home. So that would be something to give you confidence. That's another thing, if we're talking psychologically, what we know about Tom Brady, he needs goals, he needs things to hit, and he needs to prove people wrong. And you just gave it to him. So you got one guy who's trying to prove that, yeah, you think we suck, but we're going to score 800. And you got another team who says, hey, actually, we're pretty good at home. We don't suck. So it is a unique look at the whole thing. And I said game plan. As much as anything on game plan for the fourth one there, it's ability to adapt. And there's no team better than the Patriots with the ability to adapt. When the league's going one direction, they go the other way. That they were basically the advent of the slot receivers, the two tight end look in modern day. They've done a lot of this themselves.
In-game adapting. And that will be interesting to see what the Chiefs do. Because as you already pointed out, Belichick always has something for somebody who they pick out, who they're going to take out of the game. Mm-hmm. And so adapting to that will be critical, obviously.
no doubt. Two things. One, Belichick's already won me over again this week when asked during a press conference what he could do to implement a scheme or help his players with Tyreek Hill. And he basically said, paraphrasing, there's nothing I can do because I can't teach him to run faster.
That's right.
It was awesome.
That's well
it was
done.
Awesome. The second thing is, as I told you about the Gibson, let me tell you one other thing that just happened that I find to be absolutely hilarious. We all know about Nancy Pelosi telling Donald Trump you should put off your State of the Union speech or do it
right.
in your office.
Yeah. Right.
Well, today Donald Trump has retaliated. I won't say responded. He has retaliated by denying Nancy Pelosi and a delegation from going on a trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan, claiming that because the budget is so tight with the government shutdown, Nancy Pelosi can't afford to go out on this delegation, with this group and delegation to travel overseas for her meetings. So she has now been deplaned.
Cat fights.
How about that? Absolutely. I mean, when politics become better than sports, it's almost just ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
You guys ever watch Veep on HBO?
Oh, it's great.
There's some things that aren't becoming... There's the things that they satirize in there that I think are slowly just becoming like, oh, they made a joke about this just a couple years ahead of time.
That is probably, I would say, this decade, certainly among the top five, arguably the most underrated TV comedy.
They've gotten some accolades, but probably underrated is a fair.
I mean, they have a niche audience,
right?
By the way, tell me comedy. You can't be tell me you can't like offend people and say offensive things in comedy, and then watch that show and tell me there's
because
if you're,
you know
if
why?
You're
because
funny, you can get away with it.
It's funny.
If you're funny now, you can still get away
any
with
topic,
it.
Any person's on board.
Oh,
if you're
God.
Funny,
exactly. And Belichick is viewed as being one of these guys who's just no. Belichick has zingers that if you just listen to,
yeah.
You see you'll appreciate.
I don't have exactly, but the gist of the answer was really funny. They asked him about the game, and he basically said, "Yeah, well, it's already scheduled, so we're gonna show up."
Yeah,
sure. Well, how are you guys gonna adjust to the weather? And it's already scheduled, so I think we're probably just gonna show up and play.
So I've been monitoring my heartbeat on my two watches.
Well, this will be.
That's a faster way to die, by the way, too, because right. You're now stressed about your heartbeat all the time.
Right.
So it's ranging from 78 to 102 BPM. What does that mean?
Well, 72
means lay down immediately.
72 is not bad. 100 is not good.
You got to lay down.
So the 100 is like
get a cold compress.
When I'm in a pretty decent jog, I'm around 100.
I was not jogging at the time.
Were you?
Somebody for like your size, 72 is not bad at all. Yeah, that's not bad.
For your size, he said.
How about that?
Ideally, you want it around.
That's like mine's
60.
Is the same thing, man. 60, like, I'll be honest.
60 is very good. Like 57 to 63, right in there. 60 is about where you want it. One
so
beat
last
per
night
second.
When I was doing glaucoma medicine and my heartbeat was 32, that means I was really, really relaxed then.
That's yes. Really weird because usually that pretty sure that speeds your heart rate up.
A joke, Rock. Turn off the mic. Aren't we coming up on a break?
No.
You gotta make us late again.
No, we gotta fill.
No, tell me what we were talking about before. You there's a fundraiser.
Oh yeah, tonight at Chaffetz Arena in Lorenzini's, the terrific restaurant club underneath at Chaffetz Arena. Tonight is the first pitch event that raises money for SLU baseball, and it's a dinner and opportunity. Dan McLaughlin hosts, and Mike Schilt will be there. So if you want Cardinal baseball, a little preview to the winter warm-up. Tickets are still available. Call over, email over to SLU. They still got some seats available. It's not sold out yet. We'd like to sell it out. And it's all ball. Darren Hendrickson has a great relationship with the Cardinals. And Mike's coming over. And it'll be Dan McLaughlin will host it. It'll be a great time talking baseball all evening over at Lorenzini's at Chaffetz Arena.
All right.
And Danny will do a good job.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great.
The SLU baseball team has done a very nice job of slowly but surely moving upward.
Darren is terrific, and to build a mid-major program where your facilities are a little bit behind, budgets are a little bit behind, and finding ways to keep getting better and keep recruiting and keep working on the negatives and turning them into positives, working on improving your field and indoor facilities and all that. And that's all he does. He just grinds. He just grinds at it. And the proof is in the pudding. They keep winning.
Yeah.
Winning more and more every year.
And pulling some nice upsets along the way, too.
Yep.
Against teams that are definitely better.
Well, and getting into the NCAA tournament. That's right. What it's all about. And in whatever college sport you're playing. And so, yeah, they've done well. So support the program and listen to some really, really good baseball talk tonight at Lorenzini's at Chaffetz Arena.
I would like to see the Kansas City Chiefs win just for a little diversity. And it's a home state team. And I was very early on the Pat Mahomes bandwagon, circa 2015, watching him lose game 63-60, that without him they would have lost 63-3. But there's just no way that I can even fathom placing a wager on any team other than the New England Patriots. I mean, past history just denies you that right to freelance.
If you do, if you're going against it, you're asking for trouble. Now, you might be right. Chiefs might win, but when you look at history and what you have in front of you, yeah, that'd be a tough one.
Yeah. I think what they've lost, it's either one or two playoff games in like the last 9 years that didn't involve a Manning.
Correct. They lost to Ben Roethlisberger 1 year. They actually have their...
And last year they lost to Philly.
What's
last
the line right now?
Last year they lost to Philly. They beat...
Patriots are +3 to +3.5, depending upon where you go.
Here, I actually have that up. So they lost to Philly in the Super Bowl last year. They won the Super Bowl in 16, lost to the Manning-led Broncos in 15. They beat Seattle to win the Super Bowl in 14, lost to the Manning-led Broncos in 13, lost to the Ravens and Joe Flacco in 2012.
Right, so there's two.
Yep. And then lost to the Giants in 2011 in the Super Bowl.
And that's Manning.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And the Jets.
And 2010.
Mark Sanchez.
Okay,
yep.
So three times this decade, three times, they've lost to a team that didn't have a Manning this decade.
Yeah. Yeah,
again,
by the way.
I would love to see the Chiefs win. I really would.
This is the best stat you're going to see this week. If Tom Brady can pull this off, it would be something. Don't bet against him. He would tie Mark Sanchez for the amount of playoff road wins that they have in a career.
There you go.
If he can just tie Mark Sanchez, I think his life will be made. By the way, I've told you guys this. When you walk into the Patriots facility, the butt fumble picture is blown up. It's the first thing you see.
But the one thing that people tend to forget, and it's funny because I've heard people joke about Sanchez and those Jets teams. Those Jets teams were actually... Those were pretty good Jets teams those 2 years.
Defensively,
Sanchez went along for the ride, man.
That's right.
They could run the football. They had a legit offensive line and a good defense.
And yes. Brad Smith, who was their Swiss Army knife of just making plays.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something Brad Smith told me about that? So you remember Brian Schottenheimer was the offensive.
You never allowed me to answer yes or no.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Brian Schottenheimer was the offensive coordinator of those teams. And I asked Brad, because I was with Schottenheimer, I learned his offense when he was with the Rams. So I went back and asked Brad, I said, bro, why don't we ever throw in the middle of the field? He said, Mark Sanchez threw an interception in the playoffs, dead center in the middle of the field, and it has scared Schottenheimer against throwing in the middle of the field ever since.
Wow.
I'm like, what in the hell? What?
Wow.
And I'm sure he's gotten away from that at this point. But with the Rams, we put it this way. It's not that they didn't have route concepts to go in the middle, but there were no option routes in the entire thing because they had option routes in before. And if a guy would break in and the quarterback didn't see it, right? You are asking for a pick. That's true, which is why you rarely do see people cut in. But if you do cut in, that's normally a touchdown because that means somebody blew a coverage. Let me cut in. And never would do it. Thank you, Mark
Sanchez.
That's
amazing.
So Mark Sanchez has single-handedly made Brian Schottenheimer's arcade.
Very, 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 very interesting.
I would hate to be a tight end in that scheme. Like, my entire job is to be bigger than people and to go into spots that your tiny wide receivers can't. Are we just going to ignore that entire... Yeah, no. Okay. What about... Is up
that
the seam considered the middle?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about, like, if Tavon Austin... The reason Tavon Austin sucked is because he would do.
I don't want him to go in the
He
middle.
Would do half of the Edelman route, but then he would only be allowed to go out.
Rock, let me ask you a question.
That's unbelievable.
Do you think Andy Richter has the right to just turn on his mic anytime that Conan's talking?
I believe so. But
he went Andy Richter on yes. you.
The problem is I'm a big 30 Rock fan, and there's that run of jokes in there where Conan's just like the meanest as he could be every time Andy tries to talk. He's like, you realize no one watched the show for you, right? Like, that's exactly what I'm thinking is that run in 30 Rock where Conan just destroys Richter for an episode.
You know, that's really funny. It's truth. So maybe go to a break, buddy.
The difference is you can make an argument for each one of us on the show that nobody listens to the show for us, and it could be true for all of us. It just happens to be on
That's
the
true.
Dial at 1 o'clock,
That's
and off
true.
We go.
A lot more for you and Rock, though.
We got to go. It's Hardline.